Joining me now at the Ron Scott Communications Center is Mike Ginter of the the North American Trainers Association, otherwise known as NATA. And you are here this week with all those big round engine noisy T6s.
That's right, and it's great to be back. We love Oshkosh.
So yesterday we had a mass arrival of T6s that were coming from your formation clinic. Where was that?
That's right. Yeah, every year for the last 13 years, NATA has done a formation clinic down in Dubuque, Iowa. We've developed a great partnership with that city, and they put a big bear hug on us every year. This year we had 47 T6s and 12 fighters, and we practiced for the last 4 days like we do every year. And yesterday we brought 41 up in a big mass formation and landed on 3-6, and it was great to be here. So,
certainly. That takes quite a bit of coordination, doesn't it, to do a mass arrival like that?
It does, and NATA has been doing that as a formation signatory for really 33 years since the association was created. The shout-out goes to Todd Weinmiller and Don Stamp. They're the big leaders of our formation group. They're the ones putting together tomorrow's air show. But we've got a bunch of great Czech pilots keeping everybody safe, qualifying new guys. We actually had 17 brand-new formation pilots coming through our little syllabus to learn how to fly formation. So it's a healthy trend for the Warbird community.
Well, you mentioned 33 years ago and the start of the association. What was the impetus to start a trainers association?
Yeah, so good question. Dennis Bune of Nevada T6 racing fame ran an association called the T6 Association. And it was essentially like a newsletter type club. I don't know if they did much type club stuff, but it was a newsletter. Everybody stayed informed about T6 stuff. And in 1985, at the Reno Air Races, Kathy and Stony Stonich were talking to Dennis. And as the legend goes, Dennis said to Kathy and Stony, why don't you guys take over the T6 Association? And Stony will say publicly, before he could put his hand over Kathy's mouth, she said, we'll take it. So 1985, Kathy and Stony took over the T6 Association, and by 86, they had turned it into the North American Trainer Association and incorporated it as a formal group. And then a year later, they incorporated at the T28 community's invitation, we brought the T28s in. And over the years, NATA has grown, and we've now brought in the B-25s as technically the TB-25 November, but really we're a type club for the T6s, T28s, B-25s, and now the Mustang community. So that happened in 1985, and now we've grown to over 1,000 members, and we've probably got 500 formation members, and it's a vibrant group, and we're growing.
How did you get involved?
I was the last guy standing at a board meeting when we had to replace Stony, and I'll tell you, it's been a thrill for the last 2 years as president. It's a great organization, all volunteers, and you know, we're serving the needs of our members, and we've grown by 28% over the last 2 years, and made a new website, you know, so you know, flynata.org is how to come see us and check out the videos and pictures, but yeah, it's a great organization. I've had a thrill leading NATA with a fantastic board of directors. We've got 8 people that really, really work hard, and you know, it's a big family. We've been flying together for years, so we just all took a turn trying to lead it. So
that's good. You mentioned family, which triggered the guys from Warbirds who were talking about the T6s coming in yesterday, and the fact that they were saying, well, that was so-and-so's T6, or that was, yeah. And now it's being flown by. So in the 30-some years that the Trainers Association has been around, I mean, first of all, the T6 has been around for 80 years, but just since the association has been around, you're seeing this turnover of newer pilots take over, and it's pretty amazing.
It is, and most Warbird people will agree with this, that we're all just stewards of these pieces of history, and Walt Ulrich, Warbird 1, used to say very eloquently, look at the shiny aluminum on the rudder pedals where the paint has been worn off, and imagine all the great pilots that sat in that seat before you, and it puts it in perspective. I had a T6 for 12 years, and now I'm flying some buddies' T6s, but I was the third owner of mine, civilian owner, and the community's vibrant. There's fantastic supporters out there and vendors that are keeping engine parts and rebuilds, and the fleet is actually being rebuilt over time thanks to the generosity of their owners, but it's the fleet's very healthy right now at the age of 80, which is
That's
great.
That's right. And with the newer pilots coming on, part of your mission is also training, as you mentioned, the formation.
That's right. Yeah, so NATA is a type club for those four aircraft types. So we're plugged into the EAA's type club coalition for the safety aspect. And we provide all the maintenance manuals for all four types and all the forums for the different type owners to get on the web and say, hey, does anybody know how to adjust the carburetor on a whatever? But we are a FAST signatory. So NATA is a formation and safety team signatory, one of the 18 or so organizations. So we are now able to, we have been able to, for 30 plus years to train and qualify formation pilots to get them their card and fly in the air show. And the interesting development there a year ago is, you know, we've always had Mustangs in our family, but the Mustang community had its own fighter signatory. I think it was called Fighter Formation Qualification Program. And Vlado Lenik was the leader of that until he was tragically killed last year. So the new leaders of the fighter group approached me around Christmas time last year and said, hey, you guys have a good formation program. You have a great website. You already take care of the Mustangs. Can the fighter formation group just merge in with NATA? So it took a couple months to work that on our board, but the answer was a resounding yes. So we've inherited, at their request, the fighter group. So the NATA group now includes the T-6s, T-28s, B-25s, and all the fighters, including P-38s, Corsairs, you know, P-40s, all the other stuff, F-8s, you know.
Wow.
So, in fact, we'll probably talk about the air show tomorrow, but the air show is going to feature a lot of those fighters that aren't built by North American, but right. They're definitely part of the NATA family now.
We're talking with Mike Inter, who is the president of NATA, the North American Trainers Association. And, yes, let's talk about the 80th anniversary of the T-6. We saw the 41 come in yesterday, but I think you have a few more that are squirreled away down in the Warbirds area.
Well, we do. The goal from Christmas time, we were working closely with the Warbird flight line volunteers, and Connie Bolin and Bill Fisher at the EAA Warbirds. Very supportive, by the way. They're great people. And I told them our goal is to bring 80 T-6s to Oshkosh. And over the years, I don't know if I've ever counted them, but I imagine there's 50 or so that are down there. And we usually bring 25 or 30 in from Dubuque. There's always 25 or 30 on the ramp. And this year we beat the drums pretty hard since Christmas in our web and magazine. And we have close to 80 T6s down there. I haven't done a count, but we brought 44 in yesterday, and there was at least 25 sitting there. So we're close to 80, and that was our goal. So I thank Jack Pelton this morning for letting us have so much of his ramp space. But a lot of those guys are going to be part of our big show tomorrow. So
tell us a little bit about that. What are we going to see tomorrow during the Warbird show?
Yeah, so it's an exciting day for NATA with the 80th anniversary. The first flight of the airplane was September 1938, so that's why we're calling this, 2018, the 80th. The first thing we're doing tomorrow morning is 10 o'clock. The T6s and SNJs and Harvards will all be featured in Warbirds in Review at 10 a.m. So if you're interested in the T6 history, come on down to the Warbirds in Review stand at 10 and listen to David Hartman's going to be our moderator. We've got Mark Henley from the aerosol team is going to talk about the current day T6 and the performers aspect. And NATA has found two retired Air Force generals who flew T-6s in 52 at the Goodfellow Air Force Base. And they're both buddies. They're airborne right now coming in from Fargo, thanks to another NATA member that's bringing them in their King Air. But General Alex McDonald and General George Schulstad will be with us tomorrow on the Warbirds in Review panel. General McDonald, actually, when he left T-6 training in 52, went right to Korea and flew for a year in a T-6G, what they called the Mosquito. So he did 34 missions as a combat pilot in the T-6 in Korea, and then spent a few months with some forward deployed forces on the lines as a ground FAC. So he's got some rich stories, and these two generals are going to be very entertaining, I'm sure. So that'll be a great thing at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and then at noon the Warbirds are going to brief for the show, and tomorrow's air show is going to be a normal, awesome EAA air show, but they're going to give NATA 1 hour of the show, which is incredible. And I just thank Jack for that when he left this announcer stand. But so the T6 community will be featured as the 80th, but I told the community we're going to make it a family birthday party. So we're inviting the T-28s, the Mustangs, the fighters, and the B-25s. So we should have close to 60 or 63 airplanes tomorrow in a big air show that's going to start with every one of the T-6s, about 38 of them, taking off on runway 18. And they're going to actually load up the runway, do the run up there, and it'll be a long takeoff sequence while the fighters and bombers are strafing. And we'll have the GEICO skytypers typing overhead, Aeroshell is going to fly with us, and the Canadian Harvard aerobatic team is coming down from Canada. Dave Hewitt's leading that group, and then it's just going to be a great time. Trojan Thunder is going to fly with us, the five ship of T-28s, group called Trojan Thunder, plus a few other T-28 guys. So it's going to be a great family air show.
Excellent. And throughout the week, we'll also see T-6s featured in the Warbird shows.
Absolutely, yeah. The standard T-6 guys will fly, the qualified guys. It won't be the feature of the show, but we'll be flying most of the week. So it's just a great time to be here and celebrate the 80th. If you're listening to the radio, head down to the Warbird flight line, take the tram tour, and you can see all those beautiful, magnificent T-6s and all the other Warbirds. But I'd say NATA has the majority of the Warbirds on the line this year.
Excellent. What do you attribute the longevity of the T-6? What, you know, there are certain aircraft that came out of World War II that were immediately scrapped and you never see again. The T-6 is one, like a Twin Beach, that just keeps on going.
Yeah, so there were 17,000 built in the 40s, and then a lot of them remanufactured in the late 40s, early 50s as G models. But with so many built and the cheap price of those aircraft as surplus, they were purchased by a bunch of owners. And a vast majority of the airplanes were given to the Allies. So the South African Air Force flew them, the Spanish Air Force flew them, the South American countries had T-6s. So a lot of these airplanes were in military service till the 80s and 90s, which meant they had military maintenance. And then when those fleets were surplus, a lot came back to the United States, and we have probably 600 T-6s on the registry flying in the United States. And the owners are passionate. I mean, you know, aviators are passionate, all pilots, but you get into a Warbird, and T-6, they call it the gateway drug to hire fighters. But they put incredible amounts of money and passion into restoring these airplanes, so the fleet's in great shape.
Good. And with your help, with your formation and training and maintenance work on the website and through the association, I think they're probably going to be around for a few more years.
Well, we're already talking about the 100th in 20 years, so we're planning on coming back to Oshkosh with what's left and do it again. So
excellent.
Why
excellent.
Not?
One more time, what's the website if someone would like more information?
Yeah, the North American Trainer Association. The website is flynata.org.
Excellent.
We are growing. We welcome you to join. You can join online. You can buy some stuff from the 80th on our store, and we welcome you to come see it.
Mike Ginter is the president of NATA, and will be participating in the 80th anniversary of the T-6 celebrations all week this week at AirVenture. Mike, appreciate you taking some time out to visit with us.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll see you on the flight line.
Look forward to seeing it.
All right. And you are listening to EAA Radio.